This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Rich, you mentioned that we are the control group during hour number one regarding the vaccination, the alleged vaccination. Would you just take 30 seconds and tell the class what a control group is, please?
Yeah, well, basically, first of all, a lot of these so-called studies aren't using double-blind studies. They're not controlled. Basically, they're making things up and making it very broad, so they actually have people reciting not being monitored for side effects, adverse events, and things like that. For example, here's an article right here. 90% of all COVID deaths since August occurred in fully vaccinated. So the people who haven't taken the vaccination, people are starting to wake up and saying, hey, how come all the people who are getting sick, who are hospitalized, who are dying, who are getting debilitating by all these numbers, see, the powers that be are literally hiding it. That's why I give articles like when someone dies on a soccer field or some type of sports event who's a professional or even an amateur athlete, and they clench their heart and their heart's destroyed or they die, the announcer gets basically taken off the air because the powers that be are hiding this stuff. It's just like when I give the information, like from Dr. Eads and many other physicians, about how hospitals and physicians are being paid, incentivized for bonuses for doing these basically murder against the American people and the people of the world. Okay, I need to move on, Vince, because what I did during the whole commercial break was delete so many different articles. So we have to realize, we have to separate ourselves. We have to think with objective facts. We can't allow this is why I give all these psychological studies on Mark, Zelensky, and Cloward and Piven, the Frankfurt School. People are being played. They're being conned. They're being used. This is why I connect dots with cognitive dissonance, Stockholm syndrome, and people's ego and pride. Like, here's an article right here. Vaccines are now exterminating oblivious Democrats, while illegal immigrants are protected from vaccines so they can replace them. We don't want any Americans to die. We are fighting for everyone. We have to realize, you have to park your ego and pride. The manufactured perception of ideology is real. This is why I talk about all these psychological studies and all these terms that I've used. You have to separate yourself with objective facts, with logic, with common sense. Too many people are allowing themselves to be duped. Okay, next right here. FDA and CDC now skipping their own advisory committees and rubber stamping authorization for COVID shots. Did you hear what about this lawsuit that I was talking about? That is on DavidMartin.world, and the defendants, the FDA and CDC, are on there, aren't they? Didn't I just mention that FDA is working with the U.S. Postal Service to stop shipments of ivermectin? Come on, people. Next. Latest VAERS estimate. If this doesn't wake people up and you don't verify, then you're the one to blame. 388,000 Americans have now been killed by COVID vaccines. And I wish I had more time. Another study reveals VAERS, and VAERS, of course, is Vaccinated Adverse Event Reporting System. Okay? That This new study reveals that the death jabs is now undercounted by a minimum of 20 times. And you remember the Harvard study that we've talked about several times. They admit from their study that 1% at best of adverse events, including deaths, are reported. So they're admitting to 20,000 deaths on that, or at least in the past. So add two zeros, right? 1%, 100%, right? Easy math. So that could be as much as 2 million deaths for Americans here in America. How many articles have I given of them hiding deaths or being allocated as sudden death or unknown? How many of these articles have I given? Next, fully vaccinated mom gives birth to baby bleeding from mouth and nose and dies the next day. Come on, people. Next, vaccines are exterminating. Okay, I just mentioned that one. Japan, health ministry issues vaccine heart warning. Next. Okay, this should be disturbing for those of you who travel. Pilot deaths have increased 1,700% post-vaccine mandate, and that's just the first 9 months. Have you heard the mainstream media talking about this? Of course not. Next, athletes collapsing worldwide. Bioweapon sends top athletes into cardiac arrest. Next, study confirms Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is useless against the Omicron variant. Look, this Omicron variant is a Hail Mary. It's desperation to create fear. Do you understand? This is the least virulent virus. It's not. Look, we haven't even isolated any of this stuff, which we've talked about. The PCR test, admittedly, 97% false positives from a so-called virus that's 99.7% with comorbidities, survival rate. We have to go back to the basics, people. We're letting propaganda put fear in too many people. Next, immunization expert warns that COVID vaccinated people are the real threat to public health. We've given multiple of these articles. Next, COVID jabs can cause the central nervous system to go absolutely haywire, possibly for life, a short life. Next, Dr. Peter McCullough basically says medical elites are purposely suppressing treatments in order to force mass vaccinations. This was said on Joe Rogan. Look, next, spike protein stays in body for 15 months. This is why they want to keep giving you jabs. Next, study backs up earliest claims that natural immunity works far better than COVID-19. Look, we've given so many of these articles, and I don't even have time to go through them. I shortcut everything, folks. Please, please, I beg you. I beg you. You're being played. Please verify everything I'm saying. I wish I had 6 hours per day. That's how much I can literally talk about this stuff with details and specificity. Next, CDC confirms 80% of COVID-19 cases caused by the Omicron variant in the U.S. are fully vaccinated individuals. Next, Dr. Lee Merritt warns 5G linked to global COVID-19 outbreaks. We've mentioned many of these physicians, scientists, and researchers confirming the same thing. Next, Fauci says don't have a family over at Christmas unless they are vaxxed. This is more fear propaganda. They're desperate, folks. They don't want you to connect the dots. They don't want you to understand that 90% of the COVID deaths occurred since August are fully vaccinated. They don't want you to understand this. That's what our job is to be an American. This is our duty and obligation as an American to do what we're doing. Next. Joe Biden actually said, okay, the winter of death is coming. I've mentioned that already. Okay, CDC just warned that 15,000 Americans will die each week by Christmas. but it's actually the vaccine deaths that are accelerating. Next, newborn dies after suffering heart failure blood clots. Mom was double vaxxed during third trimester. Triple injected, 17 out of 21 have COVID. Next, who says COVID vaccine mandates should be absolute last resort? The WHO says this. The World Health Organization is now saying vaccine mandates should be last resort. Look, they're backtracking. They don't want Nuremberg 2. They're creating plausible deniability for themselves at the same time while pushing a psychological gimmick to make you take these death shots. Next, COVID finds its way into a cruise ship with fully vaccinated passengers and come on! Where's Joe Biden saying, come on, man? Next, sudden deaths of children under the age of 12 start surfacing after COVID-19 shots approved for the same age group. I hope you can understand me because I can barely understand me. I'm speaking so fast here. Why is nurses around the country who are faking vaccine cards and being good Samaritan being charged for faking vaccine? And yet Big Pharma is not being charged for faking vaccine research. Just asking. FDA says now it needs 75 years to fully release Pfizer COVID vaccine data. Next, virtual meeting with FDA. It leaked out, quote, we were lied to by Pfizer about the vaccine heart attacks were 71 times higher than other vaccines. Are you hearing me, folks? I'm speaking English. Next, NFL revises COVID-19 protocols will end mandatory testing for asymptomatic, fully vaccinated players. It's because they want to reduce the amount of people who are fully vaccinated who are getting symptoms, debilitations, and deaths. Do you get it? Next, CDC admits vaxxed parents killing unvaxxed kids. The CDC have literally admit that. Look at Karen Kingston. I think she was on Stu Peters. Many researchers and scientists and physicians are saying this. Next, more people died following Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine versus placebo during clinical trial. Next, top Pfizer and Moderna shareholders netted $10 billion just this week from the Omicron variant. You see? Follow the money, people. Next. German chemist Dr. Andreas Nowak found dead after exposing presence of graphene hydroxide in COVID vaccines. Do you remember experts, real patriotic experts who tell the truth are saying that graphene oxide is carrying razor blade type things cutting the veins, which creates the blood clots. Look, I quote and paraphrase experts. Next, England's Boris Johnson orders everyone to work from home, makes masks mandatory as he blames the deadly Omicron virus. What, one person has died from this? It's getting weaker, folks. This is a fear campaign. They want you to be at home. They want you to wear masks for fear. Plus, when you're at home and you're locked up, you get sicker psychologically. Plus, when people die, you're not around other people to see them who have been vaccinated who are dying. It's just like wearing a mask for criminals who do criminal behavior. Whether they be police, whether it be military, whether it be actual criminals, because they are literally hiding their identity and giving them anonymity so these people feel they can get away with their power trip. Next, the epidemic that wasn't. In 2006, doctors used PCR testing to cause mass hysteria over a whooping cough outbreak.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
News in a flash, Rich Sheban.
Vince, thank you, and I thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right, and I really believe, and I get a lot of communications that we're saving a lot of lives by doing this. So every life is valuable. We don't care if you're a Democrat. We don't care if you've been played. We don't care if you're unread. We don't care what your IQ is. We're trying to help everybody. We are fighting for everybody on USAPrepares.com. And for those of you, you know, the broadcast goes 24 hours. If you want to share this with somebody on the several days down the road, you just go to GCNlive.com, then you go into the archives, you pick the date of the broadcast, you download hour one, or hour two, and then you can send it to anybody you want across the world, even though there's a lot of censorship by a lot of these search engines because they do not want people to be woken up. Okay, we're running out of time here. Next, the presence of a virus does not mean disease. PCR testing scheme exposed as a total science fraud. We've given tons of this information. So when someone says, oh, they have COVID, they could have the flu, because remember the PIC acronym, pneumonia, influenza, and COVID. Everything's clumped. Their job is to scare you to make you take this death jab. Okay? Next, Middlebury College declares COVID emergency. 99% of students are vaccinated. 99. Next, new study confirms link between COVID-19 vaccines and serious heart problems. Next, Brazilian cities cuts hospitalizations and mortality rates in half after implementing recommending ivermectin as prophylaxis for COVID. Next, Fauci and Collins colluded to smear anti-lockdown scientists. See, this is what they do. Do you remember that article I gave? Because I was referring to a video that Nancy Pelosi admitted that her and the Democrats used smear campaigns in order to get people to agree to the narrative. That's how they do it. Next, Julian Assange suffers a stroke because, and his father said he was vaxxed in prison. This is how they kill someone, folks. Next, former Health and Human Services advisor, virologist, says that fully vaccinated are a major source of COVID transmission. Come on, people. Next, COVID vaccines deplete oxygen from red blood cells, says Dr. Richard Fleming. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the videos. It literally turns the blood gray. What happens when you have depletion of oxygen in your blood system? Cancer. Do you remember the articles I've given where up to doctors are seeing up to 20-fold increase in cancer? What do you expect when you are taking something that has been documented thousands of times to reduce your immune system? Next, UK scandal. For those of you in the UK, you're being played. Downing Street, there's a video that was leaked, shows the staff talking about a Christmas party last year during lockdowns where they're saying we didn't wear masks, we drank, we hugged, we didn't social distance. You're being played. UK, you're being played. Scotland, Ireland, Wales. You're being played, not just England. You're being played. You're being duped. Do you understand what these words mean? Next, after you are vaccine damaged, if you complain about symptoms, you're now going to be required to take medications to basically shut you up. Psychiatric. I'm speaking too fast for myself here. Next, more than 400 students proves that lockdowns and mask mandates are harmful to human health. 400 studies. Next, doctors must sign anti-racism value statements to disavow biological differences. I know you think I'm auditioning for a Twilight Zone episode writer, but I am not. Next, Pfizer and Moderna thawed warmed viral vials become alive and self-moving organisms. I think there's different batches and lots, and they have different things in order to hide this stuff. We'll be right back, folks.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A New York City jury has begun deliberations in the sex trafficking and perjury trial of Ghislaine Maxwell following weeks of testimony. Defense attorneys maintain she is a government scapegoat for crimes committed by Jeffrey Epstein. Prosecutors called her a sophisticated predator. President Biden will address the nation today as a nervous country awaits leadership on the reemergence of COVID-19. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
For those who choose to remain unvaccinated, he'll issue a stark warning and make clear unvaccinated individuals will continue to drive hospitalizations and deaths.
White House COVID response team member Jeff Zients.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
Biden is scheduled to talk at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. It should be noted one person has been confirmed to have died from the Omicron variant. He was from the Houston, Texas area. Merry Christmas week to you and your family. We are USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A day after Democrat Senator Joe Manchin and all 50 Republican senators shot down President Biden's massive social spending bill, Mr. Manchin tells Democrats to go back to the drawing board.
Joe Manchin has some advice for fellow Democrats. Rebuild, build back better, and you might still get my vote. One day after sinking President Joe Biden's signature social and climate spending legislation, Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, laid out a path forward that could take months and still fail. He wants the legislation to go through Senate committees and focus on rolling back the 2017 Trump tax cuts. He also wants Democrats to stop trying to force him into compliance.
I'm not blaming anybody. I knew where they were, and I knew what they could and could not do. They just never realized it because they figure, surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit. Well, guess what? I'm from West Virginia. I'm not from where they're from. And they can just beat the living crap out of people and think they'll be submissive. Period.
The bill in the House passed on a party-line vote via budget reconciliation, but Manchin said that's not going to happen again without the committee process. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Hubble Space Telescope's successor is a big-time step up in technology. On Friday, the 7-ton James Webb Telescope is scheduled to launch Friday. It will be set 1 million miles from Earth as it peers into the heavens. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something. It's going to be sliding. Today, when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Last half hour of the broadcast, Rich Even.
Well, thank you, sir. Okay, I'm going to try. I deleted so much during the last break, so I'm going to try to give you a few seconds, Vince. I'm done here. Okay, next article. Australian Prime Minister basically compares vaccinated people to sheep. Does that give you any confidence, folks? Really? Did you listen to any of the articles that I've mentioned over the past 10 months? Next. Now the Democrats are calling Joe Manchin a racist. Of course, if you don't follow the narrative, if you're not willing to be bought and paid for and blackmailed, you're going to be called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, mental and violent, hate, conspiracy theory. Of course. That should be a sobriety test, by the way, for you police officers. You know, Joe Manchin is a hero. He canceled Build Back Better because it was going to take America into communism. Not, never mind the fact that we don't even have the money for it. We're in debt up to our eyeballs. And Joe, if any of your people are listening to this broadcast, the Democrat Party has been hijacked. It's been stolen. It's been willing to take the money, take the blackmail, and take the threats for the betterment of their own selves. They care more about self-preservation and their self-importance than anything. Not that the Republicans are much better, meaning the rhinos. But what we need is people who have the guts to tell the truth. We need people to stand up for America. So, Joe, I think you should change your D to an R, please. Next, I'm going, as you can tell, into some general news, folks, because of time. German justice minister says Telegram is criminal because people use it to speak out against tyranny. Look, the powers that be, the UN, BlackRock, the Davos Group, the World Economic Forum, they're all the same people at the very top. A lot of these NGOs, you know, Soros, they're all the same people. It doesn't matter. They are literally telling you that they don't even care what you think anymore. Sometimes they just come out like this and say the truth and that they're admitting tyranny because they don't care anymore. This is anti-human. We need to stop using that term transhuman. It's anti-human. This is a culling. You understand? Next, corporate insiders dump stocks of their own companies at record pace. Think about this. If everything was so great in the economy, every number is fake. Everything's false. CPI, everything, you can't believe anything. It's all phony. Everybody can see where things are going, folks. That's why the bigs are dumping their stocks. Next, Biden gaslights America, blames his low approval ratings on people getting, in quote, inaccurate information about their situation. This is like a second grader giving an oral report in school. Oh, it's good. Can you explain? Can you be more specific? No, it's good. That's basically what that is. Next, California is hiding $300 billion a year in spending from the public. And when they got caught, they claimed it was for the people's own good. America is now an official scam. It's a third world banana republic. It's a failed state. Because we've allowed political correctness, we've allowed people to for decades to allow lack of consequences for certain groups of people demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Hardly anyone's doing their job anymore. Next, mainstream media downplays crowd size at Trump rally in Sunrise, Florida. Even though the event was larger than all of Biden rallies in 2020, all of them combined, put together, accumulative. I can't say that any more clearer. Apparently, there was 200 tickets left, and the media basically demonized this rally by saying that there was 200 tickets left. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, Representative Greg Murphy, Biden administration, should be charged with murder for record-high overdose deaths caused by open border policy. That's the very least. Murder's up. Rape is up. 500 categories under mayhem is up. Drug use is up. Over 100,000 deaths from drugs in our country now. Fentanyl's through the roof. And as I mentioned in an article just the other day, there's a drug four times more potent than fentanyl. You think that's by accident, people? How about the suicides? How about the vaccinates? We can go on and on. This is what happens when you keep your mouth shut because you're afraid of not being liked. That's called lack of courage. That's called cowardice. Next, detectives in L.A. are warning not to show up because they can't protect you because crime is going through the roof. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this up. Next, AOC says taxpayers should pay her $17,000 student loan, even though she makes $174,000 a year with every benefit and perk that you can think of. Next, I like to throw in a few articles about our public government schools, folks. Teacher of the year arrested for child sex crimes. Pedophilia, that's right. They don't even mention that word anymore. Next, two teachers at California school reportedly coached a 12-year-old into trans identity behind her parents' back. Oh, and that's not all. Then they call CPS, Child Protective Services, and the police on the family for not using correct pronouns. This is beyond Twilight Zone, folks. Next, L.A. schools are hosting LGBT clubs for four-year-olds and promoting two-spirit sexuality and child mutilation. Look, I know some of you think I make this stuff up. I know, but I promise you, I promise you. These are all published articles in the public domain. I mentioned this disclaimer so you know I really work hard trying to vet authenticity and credibility. Next, CNN declares outdoor activity like hiking, biking, fishing, and running to be racist constructs. We're beyond stupid. We're beyond it. We've passed it. We've gone through stupid. Let me decode that for you. Basically, hiking, biking, fishing, running, exercise and skill sets we don't want you to have because we want you to die. We want you to be obese. But don't fat shame, even though it's associated with like 40,000 deaths per year or per month. Pardon me. Next, TSA allows illegals to board commercial flights without proper ID. So when you go on your plane, folks, and you have to show them all this ID and be vetted to get on a plane, now, illegal, unvetted immigrants are literally going on the same commercial flight with you without proper identification. I just wanted to let you know about that. Next, Biden is also flying illegal aliens deported by President Trump back into the U.S. Next, COVID prison camps proposed in New York state legislation. Next, I'm having a hard time believing this is America. Really, the stuff that I'm reading here. I've been doing this for, especially with the bioweapon, for 10 months. Next. I mean, did you hear the commercials, folks? How they're saying, oh, all the unvaccinated are causing the deaths and they're going to die. This is a fear campaign. Are you listening to the articles I give you from physicians, scientists, and researchers? Next. After relentlessly attacking Donald Trump for years, left-wing media now declares, are you sitting down? That criticizing Biden is a threat to democracy. I just want you to think about how dumb they think you are. Next, United Nations uses tax dollars to fund illegal immigration. This is not new news. Next, Chuckie Schumer of New York, who accused Trump of Russian collusion. There's people who have connected the dots in journalism. Go to naturalnews.com. Apparently, Schumer is getting paid by Putin. Yeah, and President Trump is a Russian spy. Matt Gaetz is a pedophile, and Kavanaugh is a gang rapist. See how they do it? Smear campaigns. It doesn't have to be true. They just make it up. They don't care. They just make it up. Even though the DNC and Hillary Clinton has been proven to have paid for the Russian collusion hoax and the P dossier, it's been proven. These people aren't even arrested because our country is so corrupt. Our lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers, FBI, DOJ, CIA, government workers, big corporations, CDC, FDA, NIH, WHO, AMA, Big Pharma, all healthcare, hospitals, mainstream media, or every organization and institution in our country have literally sold out the people for their own personal wealth. Next, this is one of the most difficult stories we have ever had to tell. Project Veritas basically goes undercover, exposing another CNN producer involved in underage girls pedophile. I use the term adult mutual consensual sex for a reason. They're second grade definitions. It's very easy to understand adult mutual consensual sex. When you are taking advantage of little children, you're ruining their lives. Next, Democrat senator who blocked China forced labor bill received $60,000 from Nike executives in September. And I bet that was Rosenthal. I am going to look that up right now. But, Vince, I want you to comment on everything that, I mean, even 5 years ago, I mean, we were on this broadcast together. Would you have guessed that I'd be mentioning objective facts, proof, credible stories, connecting dots with math and economics as we're doing today? Would you have even thought of that?
Well, USA Prepares has always been involved in fact-based information. But you know, you said something really interesting, and that was your comment about criticizing Biden. They are saying, the other team is saying, criticizing Biden is a threat to democracy. You know, it's exactly the opposite. So that's newspeak. That's what George Orwell was talking about. Criticizing Biden is a threat to dictatorship, not a threat to democracy. And by the way, I don't want you to think we have a democracy. We have what's known as a representative republic. And you're talking about hiking, biking, and other outdoor activities. So the question class is, will we allow that to be replaced by Zuckerberg's sweatless virtual reality? We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I have a quick couple comments.
Before you do that, please, yeah. I just want to correct my last article, and I'm going to give you the last word because we're in the last 2 minutes. But the Democrat senator who blocked China forced labor bill that received $60,000 from Nike executives was Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon. So basically blocking a bill that would ban goods made by forced labor in China. This is what they want here. They want us to be a China model. I want you to think about that, folks. All right, Vince, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to have the floor. I prepare so hard with so much information, but you have you fill the rest of this last segment. Again, Vince, thank you, and thank you to our listeners. I hope we can save some lives. Please pass on this information. Please verify. Vince, the microphone is yours.
I have a letter in my hand from a university, and it says, your support for the university before December 31st ensures that we will continue to rise to the challenges, the opportunities, and the moments that elevate the community. Your gifts, your gift counts among the supporters of the most ambitious campaign in our history, the Forever Campaign, which seeks to raise 1.5 billion with a B dollars. Have you ever heard of such an arrogant campaign to raise money from the alums of a university to raise $1.5 billion? That's what they're doing. And they're two-thirds of the way there. That's one comment. I am stunned, absolutely stunned, that they have the audacity to ask for money when they've already raised over $1 billion. Amazing. Next. You heard in the news at the bottom of the hour that people are looking for leadership in our country. Just before a country collapses, you will see contradicting contradictions. The same thing always happens, blaming each other, infighting, currency losing its value, supply shortages, and the confusion brought to you by the factions fighting within the government. That's where we are. That's where we are. Fear, confusion, contradicting contradictions, information that changes by the hour. The people don't know what to do. Businesses cannot plan for the future. They don't know how to make investments unless they are in the inner circle with the government. They don't know what to do. They don't know what products to make because there is no steady hand on the wheel to guide our country. That wheel gets yanked from the left to the right. And I'm not talking about politically. I'm just talking about we're swerving down the road heading toward the cliff. That's where we are. I mean, those are all analogies, but frankly, that's where we are. The people are in a panic because they don't know what they should be buying. They can't find what they should buy. The information is lying to them. And there is collusion among the media. And I actually believe that even media that we used to trust is suspect now. That's my belief. And I'm not saying whether it, you know, what kind of media. I'm just including all media. It's hard to believe because you can read a story that says yes right now, and an hour later it says no. And you don't know. And scientists are bought and paid for. I'm just telling you in the capsule form the kinds of things that Rich Sheban's been talking about for going on 10 years now. We don't know what to do. We don't know. Gas prices are doubled. Fertilizer prices are escalating. It's hard to get equipment. You can't get tractors. Food shortages are right around the corner, escalating from the food shortages we have right now. This is serious business. Class, the bottom line is you can't believe anything that you hear, read, or see. You can't. You need to do your own research and try to ferret out the truth. When I was teaching the meetup group, they wanted me to teach them specific facts. And I said, look, time is short. My plan is to teach you how to think for yourselves, because Vinny's not always going to be there. Next thing I knew, I got thrown out of my own meetup. So Vinny's not there. So they're on their own now. And the meetup fell apart. It fell apart because no one could keep the group together. That's the problem. The problem is we don't have a unifying force in our country. We don't. We don't have leadership. We have a stumble bum. And we have a press secretary that who just appears to tell lie after lie after lie after lie, covering up for him. And what she says changes by the hour and by the day. And she'll say, we're not going to do that. And then the next thing she does is she says, yeah, we're going to do that. And acts like she never said we weren't. Rich, any quick comments?
No, listen, folks, just talk about it. Every gas station, every restaurant, every parking lot, have discussions. Don't care what people think. Use objective facts. It's time for Americans to step up, folks, or we won't have a country.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't. But I haven't met a single person that said, no, I think it's going okay. I think we're doing right. Nobody thinks that. They all think we're going down. Rich, thank you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.